We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Right now I'm talking on the phone with all the members of Hilltop Rats, the first time back to their practice studio, practice space. First off, congratulations. It's been a long time coming, huh?
It really has, man.
It's probably nice to be back with the whole band and everyone. You guys can actually practice together. It's probably been a couple months now, right? That you've played together?
Yeah, it's been about almost three, I would say, you know, just considering, you know, everything's going on with COVID and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Practice space got shut down. So we've been doing regular Zoom meetings, obviously, just hanging out and, you know, drinking beers with each other. But this is the first time. First time we've actually gotten to get together and practice, though. So today's a great day.
Absolutely, man. And it's good, dude. So first off, I guess I will mention the Hilltop Rats, obviously, hence the name. You guys are a Tacoma band. Well, let's go around the room and introduce yourself, reintroduce yourself, and tell us what you do in Hilltop Rats.
My name is Zach. I am the vocalist for Hilltop Rats.
My name is Ozzy. I play rhythm guitar for the band. I just joined the band 2 years ago.
Awesome.
I met this guy on Tinder.
Wow.
JP.
Cool.
JP, I play their dad.
Nice.
Mike Parker, I beat the Skins.
Aaron, I play guitar.
Right on. Right on, guys. Yeah, what was that?
Aaron sucks.
Yeah. Nothing
close. So yeah, guys, how have you guys been? I guess it's probably going to be a different answer for everyone, but how's everyone been staying sane? I mean, we know how we all been staying safe, and that's just staying inside and you know, doing that thing. But how's everyone been staying sane?
Who's ever sane?
Well, I mean, none of us are sane. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Okay.
However, I mean, you know, half of us have been able to work, you know, either remotely or being, you know, an essential person. And then the other half of us essentially have been staying home and, you know, have been out of work. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag, but I mean, we talk all the time. Like, even though we haven't been able to practice, we've been able to virtually hang out and talk to each other and stuff. And I mean, this band is more than, you know, just playing in a band. Like, we're all friends. We all live in the city. We all hang out all the time. And so I guess, I don't know, good company. I mean, we all have wonderful significant others that have been supporting us, and we've all been drinking beer and hanging out, you know, I guess, like.
Yeah. Mike, you're a cook, so I got to ask, like, what have your quarantine meals been looking like now that you've have a little extra time maybe to put some effort into cooking at home? Have you been making some pretty delicious meals for your family?
Actually, I've been at work the whole time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We switched to a nonprofit during the time off and have been cooking 7 days a week, all meals for the homeless youth shelter across the street.
Oh, wow.
Beacon Center. So I've been actually working more than I was before.
Oh, my God.
Quarantine.
Yeah. Tell me about how'd you get involved with that, Mike?
Well, our building is, how do I say this?
Adjacent to?
Our building is across the street from the place anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've always had a relationship with them. And then the people that invested in the business actually put money forth to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Wow. So the good majority of us have probably been working maybe part-time, reduced schedules, or even just not at all, you've been working way more. It's all kinds of different things here. So obviously that's a full-time job, is feeding homeless kids. So I'm stoked that you were able to do that. Has it been a pretty rewarding job so far, as far as just...
Yeah, it's been really rewarding, actually.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, so some of the rest of you guys, have you got what other jobs do you guys have that required you guys to be essential, or and who was staying home?
So this is Ozzy. I'm a social worker for DECYF.
Oh wow!
So I run a program for kids with drug and alcohol issues for the state. So we do inpatient treatment pretty much, and we have a facility with 40 kids. And we've been going back and forth every day, just like a normal day, trying to do everything to create a positive impact in the community when they get back.
Wow. That's a really important thing as well, man. I'm surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm stoked. That's awesome. And what about the rest of you guys? Have Aaron, Zach?
I just work construction, just fixing houses.
Yeah.
Nothing really that rewarding.
have you been able have you been able to work, or have you been off work?
Yeah, I was off work, or I was able to work. At first I picked up a job just doing like some structural repairs, lifting up a house and tearing out where the foundation was. House was rotting out, like an old 1926, some guy inherited from his family, is about to fall over. So,
oh wow,
we were able to save it and replace a bunch of structural framing that needed to be done, and has a house now.
Nice, right on. And Zach?
I do body piercing for a living. You know, I work at Brass Monkey Tattoo here in Tacoma.
Yeah,
obviously, tattoo shops are non-essential right now, and shout out to all my brothers and sisters that work at tattoo shops. I hope everybody's, you know, holding on. Hopefully, you know, phase two comes, we get to open up again.
Yeah.
So I've pretty much just been sitting on the sidelines, just kind of waiting for everything to open back up, which is kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, phase two is hopefully going to be coming sooner than later, and let's get into something a little bit more positive, guys. So here's a question I have. So we all know the big four of American thrash is what they labeled it, right? So it's Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax. And this is a question I have for you guys, because you guys are a proud Tacoma band. And you guys have to come to a consensus, okay? So this might be this actually might start a rift in the band. I hope not. What's the big four of Tacoma rock of all time?
Oh man.
That's good.
Seaweed.
Okay.
Definitely.
Botch.
Botch, definitely.
All right. Seaweed and Botch. Okay.
You're from Tacoma.
Metal Church.
Yeah.
Metal Church. They were Tacoma. Yeah.
Left with Nothing, I would say.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Left with Nothing, all right.
So I guess that's our Tacoma. That's our Tacoma 4. That might not be the Tacoma 4.
That'd be a killer show.
Right? Not to mention, like, we love mixed bills in Tacoma anyway. So.
Right? Yeah. Hell yeah, man. All right. But Severus, though. Severus. All right.
Who?
Or Left Alive? Was that your band? Left
Who?
Left Alive?
Never heard of her.
Bloodhunger.
Yeah, there we go. Best music video ever.
Right.
Right on, dude. So there we go. The top big four of Tacoma Rock. Once you guys are back Once we're able to comfortably go back to restaurants and safely go back to restaurants, you know, I'm a Seattle guy, so I don't get to go to Tacoma as often, but I know you guys have some really awesome restaurants. What are a few local businesses, local restaurants that you would shout out that if, you know, you're from out of town and you want to have a night in Tacoma, what are some awesome restaurants that you would suggest, some independent places?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind is obviously, you know, we're Hilltop Wraps, 1111. That's our home bar.
Yeah.
The Peterson brothers, they're family to us, and you know, that's our definite go-to. Other places, the Church Cantina on South Tacoma Way.
Okay.
Amazing food. It's got a Cuban influence. I encourage everyone who is going to eat in Tacoma, even if you're visiting, stop by the Church Cantina and get yourself something, even off the happy hour menu. I mean, it's amazing.
Nice.
As far as going to see some shows or something, if you want to see some live music here in Tacoma, Jazz Bones is great, especially for bigger shows. They do have national acts. And then we also have the Airport Tavern and the Valley as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, those are all places that I really feel like people should check out. Also, Sidebar, top of Tacoma, a great place to eat and drink as well.
Cool. All right. So just wanted to get some shout outs there for some actual Tacoma people. Did you guys want to add anything, or was that a pretty good list?
How about Dusty's Hideaway?
Oh, Dusty's is great for a burger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want to cook your own steak, their other restaurant, Zodiac.
Oh, yeah, Zodiac. You get to cook your own steak. That's how rad it is.
Yeah. And shout out Dave from Botch. He works there, right?
That's right.
That's awesome. So we're gonna actually premiere a song here that you guys are. Is this finished? Is this an early recording of it, or what's the deal with Wasted Breath? Because we're gonna show this off. We're gonna kind of debut it here. What's the deal?
So this is the first mix of the song that we've gotten back. We recorded a bunch of songs late last year, and we planned on putting out a record. However, obviously, life happens, and we ran into, you know, not only COVID, but everything else has come since then. So releasing music hasn't been a big priority for us, at least as of late. But this is the last recording that we've gotten back. We do plan on putting out a 3-track EP.
Cool.
So this is going to be one of those tracks, and this is one of the roughs that we have recently gotten back. So, you know, we figured, why not just, like, you know, throw it out in the air, see what people think.
Absolutely, man. So let's do it. Here's Wasted Breath, brand new music. And you heard it here first. It's Hilltop Wraps here on Loud and Local. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. You just heard Wasted Breath, brand new song by Hilltop Wraps. It's the first mix of this brand new song we just debuted here. But this is the first time these guys have hung out in months, and these guys are bros. Like, they're like, you know, always hanging out. These guys are not just bandmates that don't get along that well. They are actual, like, really good tight-knit unit. So it's got to be kind of a triumphant evening for you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Have you guys had, like, the band Zoom meetings and stuff?
Oh, several of them, yeah.
That's
usually every week of the band practice.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of replaced band practice.
I can't even remember.
That's how good they've been.
That's awesome. Have you guys practiced yet, or are you waiting to do that after the interview?
We actually just ripped our first song right before this. And
nice.
I mean, I'm wasted breath.
It was wasted breath, and it felt great. Like,
nice.
I mean, just to get back into the swing, and yeah, I mean, all of us have huge smiles on our face. We all look like idiots, so we're all more than happy to be here. It's, you know, this is what we do, and
yeah.
So we're just so happy to be back at it.
That's awesome, man. So, I have a question here, and I'm putting you on the spot, so it might take a second, but, you know, I've been doing that the whole interview, but putting you guys on the spot, and you've been doing a good job so far. So there's a lot of it's a really tense time in American history, in the world right now, actually, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of negativity coming at us from all, you know, the news, from our feeds, for everything, man. So when all of that builds up, and you need to release it with maybe an album. Say, like, what's an album to you that you can go to and can, you know, kind of refresh you? Is there any albums that are like a go-to that you would suggest? And we can go around the room. Zach, why don't we start with you? What's an album that's a go-to that can be like kind of a source of inspiration or a refreshment, or, you know, even if it's a really angry one that can be a release? It's all good, man. What is one album that will always be there for you, that's been a positive thing for you?
Man, this is a tough question. There's a lot of music out there that I feel is really soothing for times where, you know, you're looking out and seeing negativity in the world, mm-hmm. you know, and you're hoping for positivity. You know, one album that I've always listened to when uncertain about things is, oddly enough, Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt. I don't care who thinks that's funny. I don't care who thinks
incredible
that's
album.
Funny.
One of my first
I
band
love that
t-shirt.
Record.
Yeah, first band
I love
t-shirt.
I loved that record so yeah. much, and it was a big influence on me when I was a kid. So, I mean, it's almost like that, like, you know, comfort food that you eat, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
Sunday
not mac
morning.
And cheese, you know, you can just put that on. And I mean, it's like the Chronic 2001. Every song's a hit. So you can just listen to the whole record all the way through. And it just kind of takes you to a different time in your life where, mm-hmm. you know, you're more relaxed and you're more, you just kind of, it kind of takes you out of your immediate zone and kind of puts you somewhere else. So, I mean, that would be my album, I guess.
I have that on tape, vinyl, and CD. And I have the t-shirt of that album. So you will not find a hater from me.
That's what's up.
Great.
All right, you want to hear from Ozzy next?
Sure.
All right.
So me and JP, as soon as you ask the question, we look at each other.
Propaganda.
Victory Lap.
Oh, man.
Nice.
It's their record together.
Together.
Forever.
Forever?
And ever.
Forever, ever?
Oh.
Yeah.
which Propaganda album?
Victory Lap.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice.
It is. That's not mine. It's Propaganda. Let's Talk More Rock.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Ozzy's wrong.
That's funny.
All right, Parker.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I have also been listening to a lot of Propaganda. I'm also a huge metalhead and mm-hmm. hardcore guy. So, I've been listening to a lot of Knocked Loose.
They're so good. Yeah.
And I've also been listening to a lot of Gate Creeper.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so many riffs.
Yeah.
That's some good therapeutic just riffage. When you put...
Plus, it's really pissed. I am too, so, you know, it's good. Good for the soul.
Put some Gate Creeper and No Doubt together, mix in a little Propaganda, you got Hilltop Rats, right?
Yeah.
You get some No Creeper.
Nice.
No Creeper.
Or
my next cover band.
Gate Doubt. What?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm gonna
start a cover band. It's gonna be No Doubt songs in the style of Gate Creeper. It's
wow.
Called No Creeper.
All right. I like it. Damn.
All right, Aaron.
All right. Dang, I'm a weirdo, so all the weird stuff going on, I'd probably clear my mind from Richie Valens.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
All the classic Crazy Sexy Cool by TLC.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Red Light Special, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Right?
Who was your favorite? Who was your favorite member? I was a big fan of T-Boz. I thought her voice was super sexy, and she was a total babe.
Left Eye was my first crush.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. It's got that condom over her eye, like in the early albums. It was like a really weird look.
Yeah, like 91 or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Put on those shit. Burned his house down with sneakers.
Yeah, that's right.
The bathtub.
She burned that mother's house down.
Andre Rison? Yeah. So, I'm talking with Hilltop Rats here, and so, you know, obviously there's no real time frame as to when things will commence back to a quote unquote, and I sound like such a, you know, a insurance commercial when I say the new normal. But you know, when it goes back to whatever, in whatever capacity things can go back to quote unquote the new normal, what plans do you guys have? Do you guys want to put out the record? Do you guys want to go on a little, you know, West Coast tour, or you know, what's some hopes for the next couple of years at least for you guys?
I mean, you know, considering everything that's going on in the world, we pretty much resigned to not touring for the rest of the year.
Sure.
We do hope to put out this 3-song EP by the end of the year. I mean, hopefully, honestly, in the next, like, month or two, we really want to put it out. As far as playing local shows, you know, I mean, like I said, we're hoping to be in phase two soon. Phase
yep.
three, you know, we just kind of got to run with how everything's shaking down. So
yeah,
as soon as that happens, though, I mean, we're gonna be ready to play a local show for
yeah.
sure. I mean, we're chomping at the bit. Just we were all more than happy to get here to band practice tonight, and the idea of being able to play a show again is just, you know, puts us all over the moon. So as soon as that's a reality, we will definitely be jumping on that. But as far as like tour plans go, I mean, we had some shows booked out of state this year that unfortunately obviously we had to cancel, and so you know, we're not putting all our eggs in one basket as far as them getting rescheduled this year, because a
yeah.
lot of tours, you know, have even been rescheduled to next year already. So, I mean, it takes a lot to schedule out a tour and do stuff like that. So
it's kind of interesting. You kind of have to temper your expectations and even your goals at this point, and just kind of just roll with it. And instead of just rescheduling, just kind of play it by ear and just kind of do what you can. Right.
And I mean, honestly, that's what we're doing. You know, we would hate to like reschedule shows that we had booked out of state and then have
yeah.
to reschedule them again and continually reschedule. So at this point, we're kind of just like really excited to hopefully be able to play a local show again and then
yeah.
maybe start setting up some touring for next year.
I'll tell you what, man, like the first big local show that when we come back and, you know, obviously granted, we're going to have in some different precautions, but I think people are just going to really, really be pumped. And it's going to be, talk about triumphant, man, how you guys feel being together tonight and having that practice. How good is it going to be to like have some beers and sing along to a song and just see a rad local band, you know, like I think it's something that, I mean, I know for sure. I go to a lot, or at least I used to go to a lot of concerts. Got to go to a lot of shows. I took it for granted. I know it's going to be, it's kind of like going back to church.
I think a lot of people are going to let loose when it opens back up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm like crying.
I already am.
Like, I can't wait for the first wave of local shows to hit, because it's just all going to be bangers.
Yep.
I mean, everybody is dying to get out there and just experience some live music.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos.
I mean, ourselves included. I mean, it don't even matter if we're playing the show. We're going to go. I mean, the first show I know that's happening, I'm definitely going to be there. I don't even care who's playing.
I mean, half the venues in Tacoma, people just show up not even knowing who bands are. Just
that's awesome.
What's going on that night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a good vibe, man. That's when you know you have a good community is when people are just coming to shows just to support, even if they don't really know the bands per se. They just come to support. That's
right.
Awesome.
And I mean, it is a good vibe. And like, you know, we feel really lucky to be from a city like Tacoma where we do have that inclusive music scene. You know, like we have friends that play in tons of different types of bands, you know, all different types of music genres. We love mixed bills. We love playing with our homies, you know. The last show we played was, you know, Parker's birthday, and it was a huge mixed bill show.
Nice.
It was awesome. Like, so many friends came out from Tacoma to support that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what we like. And that's the vibe that Tacoma really puts off, and we love our city.
Hell yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. You guys need to launch into some more songs. I know I don't want to keep you guys for too long, but you guys, we are going to go into a couple songs here. Before we do that, do you guys have any shout outs and thank yous you want to send out or final words for the Northwest audience?
Yeah, we'll start with Ozzy over here.
Well, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Roberto, to my aunt Maria, to my uncle Juan, and all my family. They are really supportive with our band.
Awesome. Great.
And also Ozzy's grandma, who took us in.
Oh yeah.
When Ecuador was shut down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and JP went to Ecuador right after the show, and the world shut down. We got to play some curfew, and we were
under quarantine in Ecuador.
Damn.
7 days.
Holy.
And then we came home. And we were on quarantine for another 14 days.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, my grandma was in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you, Grandma.
That's intense. Damn. Were you guys on just on vacation there or on tour there or what?
We were on vacation to visit Ozzy's family and friends.
Yeah, so I'm from Ecuador. I went over there. I had a reunion show with my ex-band over there. JP came with me, and then everything got screwed. But
damn,
life goes on, so you gotta keep your head up and keep going and just see the positive on every single situation.
Absolutely, man.
Well, I mean, I'd like to give a shout out. I mean, this is gonna be the corniest thing of the whole deal, but I'd like to give a shout out to my mom for always letting me play music and, you know, being the dumb punk kid that I was growing up and supporting me and all that, because it's let me become the person that I am. And
for better or worse,
you know, I'd also like to, give a shout out to my fiance. We're getting married in November, and
congratulations.
She has to put up with my bullshit on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So she's a saint for that. And everyone that's honestly supported us, like as a band over the years, you know, being from Tacoma and playing a style of music that, you know, isn't popular or people might not like or whatever. I mean, just all of our friends that come out to the shows just to have a good time with us. I mean, we can't thank everyone enough. We're just, you know, five dudes that want to hang out and party and play some fun jams. So anybody that supports us, you know, we love you.
Yeah. Also, if you stand up for yourself and raise your voice, shout out to you.
Boom.
I'd like to shout out the guy at Point Defiant Zoo that was wearing a Hilltop Rats t-shirt. And I said, hey, cool shirt. And he goes, huh? Yeah, that.
Yeah, dude, that rule is actually
for shout out.
Funny story. I was walking down the street in Seattle one day, and God, where was I? I think I was on like, I was over by like Showbox Market, and
yeah,
this guy was walking across the street, and he had a Hilltop Rats hat on.
Amazing.
And I was like, "Hey, man, that's a sick hat." And he looked at me, and we made eye contact, and he was like, thanks, dude. It was all like hella weird about it.
Cool,
like,
guy'd you.
All right, cool, man. And like, just that was the end of the conversation. And I was like, I don't even think he bought that hat for himself. I'm pretty sure that was a gift, and he has no idea what the hell it is. So.
Or he just really
it
likes
awesome.
The rats from Hilltop. Like, he really enjoys like the actual like rats that live in Hilltop. Or he next time you got to just be like, dude, that band thing sucks, and see what he says then.
I know. I should have shamed him. I should have shamed him. But I totally didn't. I was just like, oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he cool guy'd
you. Yeah, I'm going to go over here now.
And then he cool guy'd you. You shut you down on your own band. That's funny.
I know. It was awesome. So, hey, man, that's the world we live in. It's all good, baby.
So speaking of the world we live in, we're going to get into a song called Get and then Long Way Home.
Yep.
Right on, guys. Well, here it is. More songs from Hilltop Rats. It's Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Around town, dragging us down, get out of here, stealing it live, out up to your demise, it's time to kick rocks, kick, oh, get lost.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.